Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young and today for Mark. And joining us, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Frank Cusumano, sports director, KSDK, Channel 5. Frank, as always, good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to be with you, Brad. Hope you're doing well, sir.
I am. And also, I want to talk about some Cardinals stuff. I want to talk about Blues and maybe some City SC, but Cardinals. As I looked it up today, it looks like the team is a few games over 500, maybe five, and we're here at the All-Star break. So Cardinals are doing better than they were expected to do, but what trends are you seeing that makes you believe either we will or will not be able to make the playoffs this year?
I think, look, out of the All-Star break, they have a very weak schedule. Now, we've seen with weak opponents like the Pirates, things can go the other way. So I think these first, like, six games, you know, out of the break with Arizona and Colorado will go a long way to determine what they do at the deadline. I don't think they're as talented as teams like the Giants, Mets, and Brewers, who they'll eventually, you know, have to beat a couple of those teams out to get a wild card. You never know, because this team has surprised us. And being five games over 500 is definitely exceeding expectations for what we had at the beginning. So I tell you what, though, Brett, if I'm in charge and they just kind of like play mediocre baseball until the deadline, I'm inclined to trade everybody in terms of like guys at the end of their contract who you could get value mm-hmm. back for. We're talking about Ryan Helsley. You could get some great assets back.
Yes.
I think you could also get for Steven Matz and Phil Maton, who's been one of the best middle relievers. I mean, these are major assets that contending teams would love to have. And I think if you look at the big picture, and it's tough for fans and for even managers to look that way, to think that way, because they want the best players on their team right now. I just interviewed Tony La Russa, and he said it's something that fans have a tough time understanding, and sometimes guys in uniform have a tough time understanding. But that's why we have general managers and assistant general managers to look at the big picture.
Well, speaking of that big picture, John Mozeliak, of course, is passing the torch to Chaim Bloom. Do you expect any immediate changes once that happens? And what do you expect Bloom to do differently than Mozeliak has been doing?
Well, usually when you take over as a GM, you'd like to bring in your own people. And he has brought in some people, you know, in the minor leagues to oversee some stuff. I think that Ali Marmol has done a good job. And I don't think anybody would deny he's done a good job. So I'd like to think that he's going to get another shot. But sometimes, you know, in business and in sports, new guy in charge, he wants to bring in his own people.
Sure.
I will say this, I don't know if you're going to get to it, but last night was the Major League Draft. And, you know, the Cardinals are like 28th in strikeouts. They don't strike anybody out, especially their starting pitchers. They're all pitch to contact guys who don't throw extremely hard. They picked this guy from Tennessee named Liam Doyle, Brad. He starts off games throwing 98. He touches 100. I mean, he's insane. 42% of the hitters that faced him this year struck out. So he's the fifth pick in the draft for a reason, and I think the Cardinals may, if you know he doesn't get hurt, have a guy who could be their number one starter one day. Liam Doyle, remember the name.
Wow, remember the name. Speaking of the draft, how do you evaluate the way the Blues came through the draft this year?
Well, I wish I could give you like a real educated analysis, but I just don't know enough about 18-year-old kids playing hockey in Canada.
So, I understand. I get it. You know, that's refreshing. People call me all the time. They ask me for stuff during my day job, and I own up to it when I say, you know what, I have no idea, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, all I do know about the Blues offseason is that they have I can't remember a time in 32 years of covering the Blues, 33 years, that they've had so many really talented guys between like 18 and 25. So if we can be patient, you know, I think there's a great chance for this team to really make some long playoff runs in the near future.
We're talking to Frank Cusumano, sports director, KSDK Channel 5. And I also want to ask you, though, about City SC. This team, changes head coaches more often than some people change their clothes. Has that been part of the volatility with the team, or when you change coaches so often? I just imagine from a player's perspective, you're getting different input, and then this guy's gone and somebody else is in. I mean, what's the key to trying to create some stability with City SC?
I don't think they ever should have fired Bradley Carnell. I mean, the guy had one of the best first years in MLS history as a coach with an expansion team. That was unbelievable. They pulled the trigger much too quickly on him. Then they brought in the wrong guy. And I think, though, with them, with City SC, it's a combination of not enough talent, like kind of average talent, and then the problem is some of their better talent has been hurt. And, you can't go with your, four or five of your best players injured. So that was like a perfect storm for them. Now, last night they did win. It was their first victory in 43 days.
Oh.
A lot has happened in this country in 43 days. You can do a lot of things in 43 days. So that was like a 10 or 11 match winless streak that they ended last night. And, I do like the way, they played, and the coach said all week long, we're having our best week of practice. So this David Critchley, Brad, you'd get a kick out of him. He's the head coach. Really, he's like a Norman Vincent Peale meets Tony Robbins, power of positive thinking guy.
Well, I've seen him. I've seen clips of him because every night, I'm watching Channel 5 News. I've seen clips of him, but, I will never look at him the same way now, thanks to you.
Yeah. You'd be motivated by him. You'd be better at your day job. Well, I don't know if you can get any better at radio, though.
You're way too kind. Hey, one of the things, though, I wanted to check with you before we wind up the segment is this. We talked about the struggles with the Cardinals putting butts in seats at Busch Stadium, and yet when I look at City SC, even though the team has been struggling, as you just outlined, the team support and the crowd support still seems to be there with City SC.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, last night, the game was technically a sellout. I don't think they had that many people in the building, but still, it was a really good crowd. And, I was talking to Andy Van Slyke today about the Cardinal crowds. What's amazing is, the Colorado Rockies, who are, the worst team in the history of baseball, they're drawing more in Colorado than we are in St. Louis. So I think there was just so much, discontent with the organization in the offseason because they didn't do anything. But the fact that the team has played relatively well, maybe we'll draw a little bit better. But that's amazing when the Colorado Rockies are outdrawing the St. Louis Cardinals, and they stink.
Yeah, stink isn't a strong enough word, and the FCC won't allow us to use the word that's strong enough. But yeah. I'm a season ticket holder, and I don't see every game, but I'm at a lot of games. And I know that what I'm seeing anecdotally is certainly more excitement and more butts in the seats. But listen, at the end of the day, I know that winning produces excitement. And if the Cardinals have this weaker schedule after the All-Star break, I do expect there to be more butts in the seats once the Cardinals hopefully start ticking up in the win column.
Yeah, and they have so many great people in that organization. The guy in charge of the tickets is Joe Strom, who's been there for like 3 decades. I mean, he works like a dog. The experience, as you know, as a season ticket holder, there's nothing better than going to a Cardinal game. I absolutely love it.
I really hope
they draw better and they make a run. Maybe they get so good they can't make a deal at the deadline, but I kind of doubt it.
Well, that's Frank Cusumano. You heard it here. And what's the name one more time? The guy that throws 100 miles an hour that we just picked up. What's his name?
Remember the name Liam Doyle.
Liam Doyle.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down and putting FC next to it for Frank Cusumano. Frank, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Good to be with you, Brad. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusumano. I know I still enjoy going to Cardinals games, and I like it better this year than I did last year. And let me tell you why. Last year, and I think this is really the case, last year, me, like so many other people, just got the idea that maybe the Cardinals aren't, the management isn't trying to put the best product on the field. And I never at any point blamed Marmol for that. I blamed management. And it's interesting, I was at opening day this year and John Mozeliak got booed. And I've never heard that before, ever on opening day. And yet he was. And I had a friend of mine from out of town who went to a Cardinals game and then called me and talked to me about it. And he said, why was there nobody there? And I said, well, my opinion is, again, not that the team stinks, because they don't. They're 500. They're still in a playoff run. They could easily make the playoffs. But if you feel like the team isn't supporting you, then the feeling is, why should I support the team? If they're not going to support me, why should I support them? And yet this year, as opposed to last year, I am seeing more support. I hope it continues. Brad Young sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We'll have more after this on the conservative voice of St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk.